The problem of the failure of layers to bond successfully seems to have been overcome in South Australia on the Flinders Highway Stabilisation Project, as Bob Andrews, now South Australian Principal Engineer at the Australian Road Research Board, points out.
It was about a 16-kilometre length of rural pavement that had been damaged by the 1983 bushfire, actually, with carting all the logs that had been burnt and that sort of thing. The road was subjected to enormous traffic loadings. All of a sudden it wrecked the pavement. So in situ stabilisation was selected as the process, and it was all cement. Because it was 300 millimetres thick, we had to construct the thing in two layers, and that really goes against everything else that happens in other states. That decision was based on the fact that we do have a lot of cement-treated bases in the metro area, which are plant-mixed materials, which are laid in two layers, but the two layers are actually laid in the same day, so that you create a bond, or you've got more chance of creating a bond. And secondly, because we're in a relatively dry climate, the ingress of moisture into the pavement, provided that there's adequate crack sealing maintenance and those sorts of things, make it a very successful process in South Australia. It's done in half-width construction to start with, so that the top half of the pavement, the top 150 millimetres, is removed and just cast onto one side, and then the machine goes in and stabilises the sub-base or the bottom layer. And then straight away, the material that's been removed is replaced back again and then stabilised over the top in half-width sections, same-day construction. We've done a limited amount of post-construction evaluation to determine that bonding has occurred. So our experience has been that we've had no pavement failures that we know of that have been purely due to debonding. The reason why it performs so well, I believe, is probably mainly due to the fact that we are in a dry climate, or most of our cement stabilised pavements operate in a dry climate. So therefore, very few of them become inundated or saturated for any great length of time.
We've spoken about the advantages of deep lift in situ stabilisation. What are its disadvantages?
The main problem and risk with a deep lift in situ stabilised pavement is that you've really just got one layer of material onto a clay subgrade, whatever the subgrade might be. So there's just one path for the water to go. So the basically explosive forces of a tyre over a saturated pavement can cause erosion of the subgrade and pumping of the material out, and those pavements can quickly deteriorate and fail.
There are a number of risks associated with the process. The variability within the pavement itself, because you're dealing with old pavement, so as you're going along longitudinally, the pavement material or the subgrade changes, you know, and there are patches in the road which might be some other material and all that sort of thing. So there's some of the disadvantages. The other issues, like trying to manage cracking in bound pavements, has been partly resolved with modified binders and rubberised bitumens and those sorts of things, and even fabric seals to some extent. That's to try and improve the performance. You can't stop the cracking at the moment.
Is that the biggest problem still, cracking? Is that the big challenge?
It is in terms of managing the pavement, yes, in terms of managing the service life of the pavement. And very little's been done at the moment, in my view, to actually try and construct a pavement without cracking. In other words, try and construct a stabilised pavement in the same sense you would with a concrete pavement, and that is to put joints in the thing.
Could you see that sort of pavement developing over the next few years?
Yes, I can, yes. Because cracking is a big issue, not only due to hydration of the cement, which is one control, but also handling the thermal cracking in the pavement. In other words, you know, the summer-winter expansion, contraction of a pavement. In a concrete pavement, we deliberately put joints in the thing. In a stabilised pavement, we don't. And to me, there is no reason why we can't engineer a joint in a stabilised pavement and still maintain rideability.
I'd like to see some work done in the possibility of introducing saw cutting for cracks or some crack initiation, so we get the crack forming in the road in the locations that we want. That's something that I think we should be looking at, because at the moment the cracks are uncontrolled and they can be in wheel paths and affect the pavement life. So there's an opportunity there to improve the long-term performance of the pavements.